Welcome to the Ask the Experts podcast. Here's Karan Bhatia.
I am Karan Bhatia, chatting with Keith Thurman. Keith, we know you're going to be headlining PBC on Prime March 30th. How are you doing, my friend?
Doing great, man. Training hard. Looking forward to this competition up against, you know, a very tough fighter from Australia, Tim Zhu, undefeated world champion.
And it is going down PBC on Prime. It's the first event on Prime here. So I just wanted your thoughts. You're the main event headliner. What does it mean to be the headliner for the first event on Prime Video?
Yeah, it's an amazing opportunity. It's just another one on the list of the amazing things that I've done through PBC. I'm not sure if you're aware of the fact that Thurman versus Guerrero was the first ever historical PBC fight. So I've been used on many different networks through Premier Boxing Champion, whether it was NBC, PBC, Showtime, Fox, and now Amazon Prime, you know. And a lot of people, they get, you know, they get nervous when networks shift and things happen in boxing. But, you know, my stoic approach and Buddhist approach to life is just understanding change, you know, that things go through change. And as long as you love boxing, I love boxing, then boxing will never change. You know, the networks, where it's at, Vegas, New York, you know, now Saudi, you know, like, it'll never change because boxing is a worldwide sport. A lot of Americans don't remember that the American history with that amazing poster right behind you of Muhammad Ali, right? In that generation, there were two sports for America. There were only two. What were the two?
In America? You're saying that what, America's pastime?
Yeah. America's pastime, the most admired sports in American
history.
I'm guessing
we're talking about Muhammad Ali and boxing. And then, I mean, baseball has always been considered America's pastime.
Baseball and boxing. That was American history, you know, throughout the ages, you know, seven, eight decades later. You know, the world is changing. Nobody cared about football. Football's number one in America today. So there's always going through change, you know, and now we're on a new network. It's a new change. I'm excited. Some people get nervous. Some people get scared. Oh, is boxing dying? Is this happening? Is that happening? As long as you continue to love boxing, and as long as I continue to love boxing, boxing will never change. You know, and that's what I love about the sport. So whenever this happens, I look at it as an amazing opportunity. I'm very grateful to be kicking off another historic moment for PBC on Amazon Prime pay-per-view.
You've certainly been a pioneer on these on different platforms, and we're going to see it again on March 30th on Prime Video. You mentioned Buddhism and stoicism, and I wanted to ask you that because I was checking out some of your social media, and I know you've had conversations with Gurudev Sri Sri Ravi Shankar, and one of the things you guys were talking about there was how to be a peaceful warrior, and I'm sure that's a process and a journey to get to that, but I'm just curious. Have you found that balance between peace and warrior, and how is that going?
Man, look, I go to the guru for the first time in my life. You know, you read books, Autobiography of a Yogi is a very popular one amongst people like Steve Jobs and other people throughout history. You know, you got the Harvard professor like Ram Dass and his book Be Here Now. You know, so you know, I've read upon this stuff ever since I was 19 years old. You know, for those who don't know that I was a high school dropout because I chose boxing as an education over another form of education, you know, but later on in life, I said, what would you have gone to school for? You know, philosophy and world religions. So what do they do when you go to school? They give you a book. So I just started picking up books. And unlike when you're going to school and this is being forced upon you, I got to do what I wanted to do. And I dabbled in psychology, and eventually I left Sigmund Freud alone. I always enjoyed Carl Jung, wasn't a big fan of Freud, but eventually I just started gravitating towards world religions. And that's just been a part of my journey for many years. Almost 2 years ago, this summer will be when I got to meet Gurudev. And I sit down, that's how I met him. That interview that's on YouTube, Thurman Talks or Gurudev Talks with Thurman. You can look it up. It's amazing, about 12, 14 minutes. It's a nice short video. We get into a lot of fun topics. But one of the first things I talk to him is this losing aspect in life. And the guru says, if you win all the time, is it really fun? Here I want to be the undefeated world champion, Gurudev. What do you mean? You know, and of course, you know, life and competition, it's all about the challenge. If I was to be boxing 7-year-old children, well, what's the purpose? You know, Tim Zhu's not going to be a 7-year-old child. This is a grown man, undefeated champion. This is another test. This is a big, major test. One that I'm looking forward to. One that I'm going to be joyfully trying to experience and give it my all and make the upset. But at the end of the day, you know, I learned something very fundamental through Gurudev, because a lot of fighters, they can't take that first career loss. A lot of fighters don't talk about it enough, on how devastating it was, what they did with their money afterwards, the amount of depression and things that have set into their lives. I mean, I remember when I just watched Danny Garcia win one of his past fights. He's the winner of the fight, and he's on national television crying on national television because he has a beautiful family. He has a beautiful father. He has so much success. But life and the emotions and the challenges, when it doesn't play out the way that you want to play out, it can be catastrophic for an individual, right? For an individual. So that's where breath work, meditation, and the silence course that I did with Gurudev, he taught me a valuable lesson that go back to that childlike nature. Do your best to win, but don't forget that this is a play, that we're supposed to be here in joy, you know. So I wrote a poem, and I'm just going to give you the last bit of the poem.
Sure.
After all the silence, after all the pranayama exercises, my energy was through the roof out there in North Carolina at the Art of Living, Boone, North Carolina. And I said at the end of this poem, I said, I feel like Babe Ruth. I'm ready to bat. But if I swing and I miss, I know it will all be okay. For when I stepped up to the plate, I came ready to play. You know, and he just showed me that we can accept what happens in life, you know. And the most important thing in the ring to me is that you do your best, right? You give it your all. And it kind of hurt me because I was so close to defeating Pacquiao. I lost by split decision. I was so close. And it's like, did you really give it your all? But because of that knockdown in the first round, I was hesitant. There were moments of hesitation, and hesitation kills in a sport like boxing, where it's moment to moment, bop, 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 right? You know, it's like Tiger Woods doesn't get the green jacket because he missed a 7-foot putt. He's made so many 7-foot putts, you know, but all of a sudden you miss the 7-foot putt on the 18th hole, and now you don't get the green jacket, you know? And those who know about golf, I mean, when I first learned about golf, I thought it was so hilarious that they all work with psychologists, that they're all working with psychologists. But it's because they are not allowed to be emotionally attached to yesterday's game when they're coming in a new day. And then when you really start to see that, that's what makes the greats, is they can let a bad day, they can let a bad week, they can let a bad month, but they can stay pushing. They can have that centeredness. They can believe in themselves. You have to believe if you want to achieve, right? There's not one achiever on this planet that's not a believer, right? We know this. These work hand in hand. They're synonymous with one another. To say that I'm going to achieve already means I believe. To say I believe means that you're striving to achieve. And, you know, for me, that's what this comeback for me is all about. Moving up to a new division. Does Keith Thurman belong at 154? Does Keith Thurman belong in the ring with Tim Zhu after 2 more years of inactivity? He's fought barely 1-2 times in the past 5 years. Blah, 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 you know? But blood, sweat, and tears brings joy to my ears. I've always loved boxing. I've always given this sport my life. Okay? I'm doing this for myself. I'm doing this for the world of boxing. I'm doing this for my family. I'm doing this for the little boy in me that always wanted to live a dream to be a world-class fighter. And that's what March 30th is all about.
And I'm going to ask you about your challenge on March 30th. And thank you for sharing all of that. And I wanted to follow up on that because, first of all, I applaud you. And you mentioned Danny Garcia and Ryan Garcia and other folks that have been vocal about mental health and challenges and everything on that nature. I applaud that for sure. And I know the last time we saw you in the ring was February of 2022. And I know you've said you were waiting for the phone call. You had fights signed that fell through. You were on wait. You were ready to fight Spence, Ugas, Stanionis, and I'm sure others as well. Was it difficult for you to be out of the ring that long? And if so, did you lean upon some of the teachings and things that you were just speaking about there?
I had to, my man. Last year, once at the end of 2022, the WBC mandated Thurman versus Spence. In December, I signed my contract. So allegedly, he got into another car accident, but he had this big armored truck. It wasn't really the same as the one before. He wasn't going to need surgeries, but I had whiplash in preparation for the Sean Porter fight. So I know what a car accident can do to somebody. So whatever, I'm thinking there's going to be a 2 month pushback, maybe a 3 month pushback. We get into 2023 and then the rumors kick off that he's moving this way. And he went off and signed with Crawford, bypassing the mandate. For once in my life, I thought politics were about to work in my favor. It didn't play out that way. So then I was, like you said, I was being presented with a few more things. I agreed to making these fights happen. For whatever reasons, they didn't happen. Allegedly, Stanionis was in waiting as much as I am for the date. Thurman and Stanionis seemed like it was going to be a legitimate matchup. Come late December, early January, I got a phone call. We got a new fight offer for you. You do not have to take it. And the man's name was Tim Zhu. They said, please get back with us quickly on this one, because if you say yes, if you give us the green light, we will lock it in. And they did not hesitate. I meditated on it. I'm a man who believes in universal timing. And I could just see the headline, Thurman versus Zhu. It just sounded right. You know, Amazon Prime pay-per-view. I mean, Am I crazy? Am I just, you know, am I meditating too much? You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you're only as good as your last fight. And Keith Thurman's upset, it doesn't solidify me in boxing because I'm already solidified. That's why it's Thurman versus Zhu, not Zhu versus Thurman, right? But the bookies have me as the underdog, right? They don't believe in inactivity. They don't care about my amateur pedigree. They don't care what I did in the welterweight division. He's moving up in division. He's inactive. We got to put Zhu on as the favorite. I understand that. That's a lot of statistics, right? Boxing doesn't live off of statistics. Boxing is based off of skills. It's my job to work hard, to get my body right, my strength and my conditioning, be methodical, box smart, and make the upset come March 30th. And me and my team were working very hard to do just that.
And you mentioned, actually, my next question there was the odds on this fight. Tim Zhu is the champion at 154 pounds, a WBO champion. His belt won't be on the line. The odds did come out, and there was 8-1 favorite for Tim Zhu. Leonard Ellerby commented, and he said that's disrespectful because this is a 50-50 fight. Last I checked for Tim Zhu was minus 900 on DraftKings. So let me ask you that question. Do you feel disrespected there by the odds?
Yeah, but like, I know what they're doing, right? I know what they're doing, you know? They see the inactivity and they see me moving up in weight and it gives them no faith, right? It's my job to prove that I'm a legendary fighter. It's my job to prove that when Thurman lost to Pacquiao, that was just a hiccup in my career. Thurman was never supposed to lose to Manny Pacquiao, right? A lot of people don't even know. All 2019, I was fighting with an injured left hand. As soon as the fight was over with Pacquiao, I spent a month in California with my doctor, who was at the Jose Cito Lopez fight in New York. And after the fight, he said, "Keith, you ready for the hand surgery?" I said, "Doc, we're going to go for Manny Pacquiao. You're going to have to wait." He said, "It's a minor surgery. It sounded major to me. I didn't have faith in his skill set. I didn't have faith. I couldn't hand my hand over. I couldn't just give my money makers over to this man who was going to heal me. I just, as fighters do, as many books have been written, as many movies have been made, right? You see fighters fight through the adversity. And I believed in my skills. You have to believe to achieve. I still believed in my skill set enough to give Pacquiao one of the toughest fights of his career. I did exactly that, but he just edged it out a little bit. He threw the right punches at the right time. He was in tremendous shape and conditioning due to his activity. So the bookies know when Thurman was inactive, yeah, he fought Pacquiao, but Pacquiao had like three fights prior to that year. He was fighting consistently, and then he got Thurman. And so they're saying, you know what? Thurman's a great fighter, but that little inactivity, it showed up, and they believe it's going to show up again. So it's my job to prove to the world that Keith Thurman is a legendary fighter and that I can step up, do what it takes in training, shake off the dust, put in the hard work, stay mentally focused, fight the right fight, which is a smart fight, and make the unpredictable upset against Tim Zhu.
And that's what we're going to see on March 30th. You mentioned the odds may be because of your inactivity. And that isn't necessarily your fault. You're dealing with injuries.
And moving up in weight.
And you had injuries. You signed to fight all these top fighters. They fell through. That wasn't your fault necessarily. But at the end of the day, since 2019, you fought one time. Tim Zhu fought nine times in that same period since 2019. Do you think that'll make a difference in the ring on March 30th?
I mean, it should be giving him tremendous confidence, if anything. It should be giving him tremendous confidence. You know, that's why, like I said, it's my job to keep pushing and pressing. We had an amazing training day today in the gym. And, you know, to say that there hasn't been challenges would be a lie, but we are handling it here and now. And we got weeks to come. Boom, boom, strength and conditioning, doing the cardio, getting the punch count up, and really boxing the right fight. You know, a lot of the fights that I've been victorious in, I've had really good strategies for. And the Manny Pacquiao fight was one of the only fights in my career that I stepped into the ring without a strategy. I said, "I'm fighting a legend. It's a dream come true. I'm just going to walk him down. I'm the bigger man. I'm going to make him handle Keith Thurman. And then in the later rounds, he's still there. I'm just going to put the gas on." Started to do that, but he got a sneaky body shot in the 10th round that made me get back on my back foot. And I just was a little too cautious in those championship rounds. And he edged it out by 1 point on one of the judges' scorecards. 1 point on one judge's scorecard. With the knockdown, with everything that happened in the fight, I already had one judge give me the fight. I only needed one more. I was unable to do that. And looking back, I didn't have a strategy. Looking back, my weight management was really off that year. You know, I'm not going to talk about the injury because it doesn't matter, because I signed that contract. I believed in myself. And it's about the choices we make in the moment. The reason why my name is Keith One Time Thurman, yes, it represents the power that I bring into the ring. Yes, it represents this one time in life that I get to live this dream. But one time is a double-edged sword, right? My opponent can hit me one time and the fight can be over, you know? So one time is just one of those stoic philosophies that I've carried for my whole career. And now, a lot of people said once upon a time, they like to play around with the name. All the little haters, they like to play around the name. but it's evidence. We got this fight locked in. March 30th, coming right around the corner as the sun rises and sets. It'll be here before you know it. And your man, Keith One-Time Thurman, has one more time to just put on a show and remind you to put respect on my name. And then I'm pretty sure no matter what weight class I fight in, the bookies will definitely learn to change the odds.
You've been very generous with your time. I'm just going to ask you two last really quick questions. I know you've done a lot of media today, so thank you for your time. This fight coming up with Tim Tszyu, it's at 155 pounds. Tim Tszyu's belt at 154 will not be on the line, the WBO Super Welterweight Championship. I'm sure that you wanted to have the opportunity to become a champion in another weight class. How do you feel about not having the opportunity to become a champion in at 154 in this fight?
I mean, look, Keith Thurman going through another political hiccup in his career. Oh, surprise. Surprise. You know, did it hurt to like know that that's what was happening? Yeah. Did it change this fight from happening? No. Does it take away from the excitement of this fight? No. Does it take away the intensity of this fight? No. Okay. So, like you said, it would have been an amazing opportunity for me to know that stepping in the ring on March 30th, that I was going to be presented with an opportunity to become a three-time world champion, two divisional. That's how it would go down in the history books, right? He's One-Time Thurman, victorious over Tim Tszyu, is now a three-time world champion, two divisional world champion. The books won't say that, but Tim Tszyu's undefeated record is on the line. The winner is going to catapult themselves in the 154 division to take on the likes of any next superstar, whether that's Charlo or Bud Crawford. So the boom, 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 you know, that's what it's about. This fight is going to be nothing but fireworks, and it's going to lead to more fireworks in that division, you know. So no matter what, this is actually a very big opportunity for Tim Tszyu in his career, and it's an amazing opportunity for myself, especially with the inactivity. When I talked about 2024, the stars have aligned. I have to step up to this challenge. Why Tim Tszyu? Why not do this? Why not do that? I don't have the luxury. We have to use the power that is here now. Eckhart Tolle, the power of now. We have to step up to the plate now. We need to hit a grand slam now. Let's go, champ. Let's go.
It's going to be a fantastic main event. You versus Tim Tszyu, March 30th, PBC on Prime. My last question for you. I know we've spoken in the past before other fights that you've had. And once I know you've mentioned that at certain points, you bet on yourself via first round knockout. Obviously, the odds were good there. Are you putting any bets on yourself for this fight, and what is your official prediction?
I mean, with these odds, all I got to do is put money down on the win, and we get to go to Honolulu, all right? It's vacation money, baby. Vacation money, you know? We buy a new car and go to Honolulu, you know, with 8-1, 5-1, wherever the odds are at different outlets currently, 8-1, 6-1, 5-1. They're money-making odds, right? If you like to bet on the underdog, if you're an underdog better, if you like that come up scenario, this is a come up fight for you, for me, and for everybody who wants to participate on that end of the bookings, my man. So, I mean, it is what it is. You know, those are just numbers. They're not that important. I need to stay focused. I need to focus on the fight. I need to continue to analytically break down Tim Tszyu, mentally visualize through the power of meditation, visualization, believing that what I bring to the table is going to be one of the greatest challenges that he's ever faced, and just step into the ring with that confidence, with that poise, with the wisdom of a two-time former unified champion from the welterweight division, you know, losing to Manny Pacquiao. To say I didn't learn anything in that fight is a mistake, you know, and I really evolved. I know how to stay calm. You know, I don't want to give up a lot of rounds, you know, and, you know, their strategy, you know, when to steal a round, you know, he does throw a decent amount of punches, but he also does a lot of poker face where he stands there in front of you. He can be patient. He can wait. We might be able to use that to our advantage. Boom, faint, get in, bop, 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 get out. Maybe we got to be on the inside, shoulder to shoulder, smother him, grab him, turn him. All right. It's hard to say what tactics I'm going to use. Mentally, I'm prepared to use anything that I need to get the W, to get this victory, to go home victorious, to upset the apple cart, and look forward to what lies out there in this new division.
Pete Thurman, I want to thank you so much for the time. Your next challenge is against Tim Zhu. It's on PBC on Prime on March 30th. Best of luck to you, and thank you so much.
Thank you, my man. Stay blessed.
And that brings us to the end. Thank you so much for joining me, and thank you to my guests. If you want to follow us, you can follow at @ATE_podcast. That's on Instagram and Twitter. If you want to follow my personal channels, it's at @CurranBhatia on Instagram and Twitter. That's at @CurranBhatia on Instagram and Twitter. Please subscribe on YouTube, youtube.com/CurranBhatia. Please check out our show on iTunes. Hit subscribe. Give us a 5-star review. If you want to email the show, it's asktheexpertspod@gmail.com. I am Curran Bhatia, and this was Ask the Experts.
Thank you for listening to Ask the Experts with Curran Bhatia.